With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Four people were killed, seven hurt, when a man went on a stabbing rampage Wednesday across multiple locations in a northern Illinois community. 22-year-old Christian Soto is in police custody, waiving his Miranda rights to remain silent, claiming he was high on marijuana. Rockford Mayor Tom McNamara notes the youngest victim, 15-year-old Jenna Newcomb, was watching a movie with a friend when the suspect walked into the house and allegedly beat her, her sister, and the friend with a baseball bat.
Jenna's mom wants the community to know that Jenna died saving her sister and her friend and protecting them from further harm.
Audio courtesy WLS-TV. Also at srnnews.com, as massive illegal immigration into the U.S. continues, there are reports of sharp increases in cases of tuberculosis in the United States.
The Centers for Disease Control says there were some 9,600 cases of tuberculosis last year, a 16% increase over the year before, and the highest level in a decade. Experts say there's also been a global surge in cases with increases in migration and post-pandemic international travel. But other factors are being studied. They could include COVID and other infections that weaken the immune system and allow latent tuberculosis infections to emerge. TB is caused by bacteria that usually attack the lungs and is spread through the air when an infectious person coughs or sneezes. I'm Jackie Quinn.
6 million illegal immigrants have entered the country under the Biden administration. This is SRN News. Church attendance is down.
According to the latest Gallup poll, only 30% of Protestant Christians go to worship every week. 14% say they go almost every week, and another 13% are in the pews about once a month. The Gallup survey also reveals that 16% of self-identified Christians say they never go to church. In fact, worship is in decline across all religious faiths in the U.S., with no group seeing an increase since the year 2000. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Kansas lawmakers approve a bill that would require abortion doctors to ask their patients why they want to terminate their pregnancies and then report the answers to the state. Democrat Governor Laura Kelly is a strong abortion advocate, but Republicans in the legislature appear to have the two-thirds majority to override a veto. Supporters of the reporting measure say it would give the state better data that would help lawmakers make policy decisions. This is SRN News. The new chairman of the Republican National Committee says job one for Republicans this year is to help voters see the difference between the impact of Republican and Democrat policies on the country.
The contrast is so big.
As for today's Democrat Party, Michael Whatley says from the economy to foreign policy.
They want to weaken America. They want to weaken families.
Whatley says during a second Trump term, the U.S. will restore law and order and regain respect overseas.
And we're going to have an economy that works for every American family.
RNC Chair Michael Whatley was interviewed by the Salem Radio Network. Bob Agner reporting.
Republican Virginia Governor Glenn Youngkin vetoes two top Democrat legislative priorities. He announced the vetoes Thursday to bills that would have allowed the recreational retail sale of marijuana and measures mandating a minimum wage increase. Youngkin said the marijuana bill would create health and safety problems. This, more at srnnews.com.